Local districts are already anticipating getting less in state money than what they're technically supposed to by law. They've gotten used to it over past years as the state struggles to make ends meet. Now, some lawmakers say an additional $1 billion could be lacking if the income tax hike is allowed to expire. The state superintendent says some districts won't be able to make it through next school year if that happens. Interim superintendent for Springfield Schools, Bob Hill, agrees further cuts would hit schools hard.
Frankly, if that's the real position the General Assembly is going to take, the citizens of the state really ought to seriously consider recalling the whole outfit. It's just absolutely unconscionable to think that the lawmakers of the state are considering cuts further.
The Springfield District, like many across the state, is facing a major deficit for the coming school year. I'm Rachel Otwell.